All right, here in California, Governor Jerry Brown signed a law yesterday giving Californians sweeping new data privacy rights. This could reverberate nationwide, and it's all because of a single voter who leveraged this state's ballot initiative process. Here's Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler.
Alistair McTaggart started worrying about data privacy after talking with a Google engineer.
These giant corporations know absolutely everything about you, and you have no rights. And I thought, oh, I'd like to find out about what these companies know about me. And then I thought, well, you know, someone should do something about that. And then one of these days, I'm like, maybe I'm someone.
McTaggart is no billionaire like George Soros or the Koch brothers, but he did earn a fortune in Bay Area real estate. So he spent nearly $3.5 million to place an initiative on California's November ballot, then negotiated a deal with the legislature instead.
This is a really big deal.
Kristen McMelly is a Washington, D.C.-based attorney who represents cable industry clients on privacy and information security matters. She says California's new law is similar, though not identical, to newly enacted European Union standards.
It will absolutely change the way that companies do business in the state of California, if not the United States.
Starting in 2020, Californians will have the right to learn what companies like Facebook and Google know about them and stop the sharing or selling of their data. And they can sue over data breaches if companies fail to adequately protect their data. McMelly says the law won't only affect internet companies.
This is much broader than online. It is all information.
The tech industry scorned the measure as unworkable. Google, Facebook, AT&T, and Comcast joined the opposition campaign, along with the California Chamber of Commerce, and word surfaced that opponents would spend $100 million. But behind the scenes, that money never materialized.
It's important to recognize that tech is not monolithic.
Democrat Evan Lowe represents Silicon Valley in the California Assembly. He says some companies were spoiling for a fight, others wanted a compromise, and still others figured it wasn't their battle. So when McTaggart and lawmakers gave the industry an ultimatum, either take the legislative deal or take their chances with an unpopular and expensive campaign, the industry blinked.
I think it's a wake-up call for the tech community to recognize that we need to be engaged and proactive in being part of the solution.
Yesterday, facing a deadline for initiative proponents to withdraw their measures from the ballot, lawmakers rushed the deal through both houses. The bill's author promised to address concerns from business and consumer groups before it takes effect. At a news conference after Governor Brown signed the bill, McTaggart called it a great stride forward.
Because it's going to happen the rest of the country. If it happened here, it'll happen the rest of the country.
And with that, he pulled his initiative off California's November ballot, his $3.5 million having conquered a $1 trillion Goliath. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.